You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Kevin Justice. He's the worship pastor at Unity Church in Greenville, North Carolina. He's also the worship leader or the service coordinator for the National Association of Free Will Baptists. So, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's a privilege and an honor to be here. I thank you for inviting me, Dr. Moody.
Hey, we're looking forward to the National. It feels like it's almost around the corner. What can we expect at the National this year as far as the worship services go?
Well, I hope and expect the Lord to meet with us. That's the first thing. We've been praying about that, and it does seem like it's just around the corner for us. We've just had our major rehearsal this past week, and so we spent some time preparing and praying and really worshiping while we rehearse. I have to admit, when I think about some of the things that are going on that week when we're rehearsing those songs, I get emotional about it. Matter of fact, my son is going to be one of the ones introduced to walk across as a missionary this year. So when we were practicing those missionary songs, the Lord just really met with me and all of us, I think, in a special way. But we're looking forward to an exciting time of worshiping together, celebrating what we have in common in Christ together in Birmingham.
And we should say it starts out on Sunday morning. We realize that some folks, especially in the Alabama area, will be coming in and joining us Sunday afternoon, maybe even Sunday night. We start out Sunday morning, then Sunday evening's pretty special time as well, isn't it?
It is. Sunday evening is the first opportunity we'll have to have, have our mass choir together. And so that gives everybody time to get in on Sunday afternoon. And we have that rehearsal, the first rehearsal for the choir, Sunday afternoon at 5:30. And that Sunday evening service, the first time they sing together. And that is always exciting. We missed that last year, having that live choir. It was nice to have the virtual, but there's nothing like that in-person group of voices up there lifting up the name of the Lord. And that'll be Sunday night for the first time this year in a couple years.
And Kevin, I've always wanted to be in the choir, but I've never been allowed. But there are other people out there that probably would be allowed to be in the choir, wouldn't they?
There are many. It's an open invitation, maybe with an exception here or there, like in your case, but it's an open invitation to anybody in the denomination. You do not have to be a professional singer by any stretch of the imagination. I tell people you need to love the Lord and you need to love to sing. And we would love to have you as a part of the choir. As a matter of fact, they can get information on how they can do that at fwbworship.com. And then follow resources there about the National and see how they can get information. They can get material ahead of time so they can be a little prepared and just jump right in there with us and lift up Christ's name in song.
And they do a good job. So you're listening, you're part of a choir at your church. You really need to be part of this choir.
That's
you
right.
You want to be part of a choir at your church or for whatever you haven't been. Really, Kevin, the choir is so large. I mean, it just comes off great. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I got to give a shout out to Sam Harris, who directs the choir for us. He does an excellent job in those short rehearsal times of getting everybody prepared, getting everybody on the same page, and then also, preparing their hearts. He does that right along with rehearsing the notes that they're supposed to sing and when they're supposed to sing them and preparing their heart to do that as well. Sam does a great job.
And, I'm listening. I'm a lay person. I'm trying to do worship in my own church. This is a good time to participate, be able to relax, and somebody else is in charge, so to speak. We can learn a lot from a guy like Sam, from a guy like you as well, and how you do and how you function. You prepare folks to perform or to worship in this particular setting.
Well, sure. When I get the opportunity to go to somewhere and participate in a worship service where I don't have a leadership role, that just kind of fills my cup. And so, these folks can be thinking that maybe they're in leadership in music in their church, or they're serving, busy with other roles in their church. And this is a time they can come just be with other folks that love to sing and love to play music, and just let the Lord kind of fill their cup and re-energize them a little bit for the task they have before them at their own church.
That's great. And so I play an instrument, pretty good at it. I could participate as well, couldn't I?
You sure could. You know, we open that up to people that, you know, to have a little bit of experience because of the short rehearsal times and that kind of thing. They need to have some experience. But that's all on fwbworship.com. We've been receiving submittals of people that would like to play in the orchestra. And there's instructions on how to do that at fwbworship.com as well.
And does Joshua Riggs, is he really the coordinator for that part?
Joshua Riggs is the right-hand man. Let me tell you, I don't know that I could pull off what is pulled off every year without Joshua. He's a workhorse, man, and he coordinates our band and our orchestra. He is really the musical director on site there. And in a lot of ways, technical director, working with the production company that helps us with all the tech side of things. And Joshua gets all those people, their resources that they need, the music they need to have in front of them. And he's instrumental in those rehearsals as well each afternoon.
And many of our listeners will know Josh. He's the one who's done tech tips and given different podcasts on how to help with technology and so forth. So he's really a good guy to get to see.
And not only that, he's a godly man and one of my best friends.
There you go. Good. Just a good guy. Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned Sunday morning, then Sunday night, the choir comes on. There's a lot of special things happening Sunday night.
Yes. We're also going to have communion as a part of our worship service Sunday night. And we did that, I think, for the first time. I'm not sure if we ever found out if there was a previous time we had done communion at the National. Do you recall?
You know, since they go back to the 1930s, they could have done one back then. But as far as we know, that was the first time it had happened.
And I thought it was a special time. And I'm thrilled that we're going to do that again this year. And we want to take some time to reflect, you know, about what that's about, doing it in remembrance of the Lord Jesus, and singing some songs that will help us to set our hearts and minds on his sacrifice that he made for us, the atonement for our sins. And I think it's going to be a really special time. We'll have scripture and prayer, singing woven throughout the communion service to let people reflect on really celebrating again, like I said, what we have in common in Christ.
And we should point out at 3 o'clock that day, we'll have a feet washing service. So for those of you who are already in town, we want to encourage you to join us for that. That was quite a moving service last year as well. And we'll say, you know, the folks there in Memphis were quite intrigued by all of that. So
I think so. And it was great. This impromptu hymn singing that broke out, and it was a wonderful time of worship.
So Sunday will be a special day.
Yes.
And Monday is always busy. Competition, youth services, mm-hmm. and youth activities are going on. And then Monday night, we come together again.
Yes, we do. And we're going to have, Jim McComas will be preaching that night. He's going to talk about, reaching people that are hurting. Mm-hmm. And we got a great choir song that night called The Healer, talking about Jesus' ministry of healing and how we can take encouragement from that. That we can receive healing, spiritual healing. We can receive help for the obstacles we face. And I know he's going to be focusing on that and some of his personal story that night. And I think we've got some uplifting songs. We're going to do some hymns like No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. And I Need Thee Every Hour that night to talk about our need of the Lord Jesus Christ to provide healing for us.
That's great. And then Tuesday night, Kent Barwick's preaching about reaching those that are hard to reach. And that's always a special service there.
It is. It is. Tuesday night will be great. That the choir once again is going to sing a wonderful song. This is a newer song to me called My King is Known by Love. Hmm. And some of the lyrics are, my King is known by mercy. My King is known by grace. For the hope in his name. And, you know, when you talk about reaching hard to reach people, you know, very often those people are just looking for some hope. And so this song highlights the fact that there is hope in Jesus' name. And that's what he's known for, his love and mercy and grace and the hope that's found there. A song we're going to sing this year. I'm trying to remember if we're going to sing this on Tuesday night or not, but it kind of goes right along with this theme. We're actually going to sing this a couple times. It's called I Speak Jesus, and it talks about the fact of just inviting Jesus into our everyday situations that we face.
Very good.
And really just shouting his name from the mountains, shouting in the streets, praying Jesus's influence over our families. And I think that's going to be a special time of worship too.
Sure does sound like it. And so we want all of our listeners to think of that as they attend. We want them to leave and be ready to reach people with the gospel. Hard to reach people. Also, mm-hmm. though, think about reaching people right there. Many of you have heard about what happened in Memphis and how so many of the workers and so many of the government officials were just moved by interacting with our people. So it'll be an opportunity for us to reach people right then at that time. Right. You've already mentioned Wednesday night. It's always a special service, Kevin.
That's a highlight. I tell you, to see the people that have you know, kind of given their lives, sacrificed a comfortable life in many ways that they would love to be living right here with their family, but they've spent a lifetime maybe living overseas, or maybe they're a young person who has gotten involved in E-Team, or maybe like my son, they're a newly appointed missionary that's going to be, you know, getting themselves prepared to go. And to see that group of people march in, you know, to that hall where we are. And from what I hear, this is going to be a really intimate setting this year in this hall, the way it's going to be configured. And we'll get to see those people march up right through us. And, you know, I know they don't do it to have their name called or to have that highlight, but it's special for us. And I think it's just a powerful time where we can highlight them and tell them thank you and tell them that what they're doing matters for the Lord. And so, you know, we're going to be singing a song after that. The choir is going to sing a song called His Glory, Our Reward.
Mm.
You know, we don't do it to have our name recognized or the applause or that kind of thing. We do it. The reward for what we do is the glory of God, for Him receiving glory and His name being proclaimed through the earth. And I think that will stir people's hearts when we do that together with our missionaries.
That's great. And so that night, Fernando Bustamante, he's ministering in South Carolina, but we should also say he ministers throughout the U.S. and even in Mexico. So,
oh wow,
he'll speak that evening, and we have a goal to have the most Hispanics attend that have ever attended a national. So, we think that we're going to reach that. We had that at the leadership conference this past year, so we want to encourage our folks to pray about that and think about that. And like you mentioned, there's just something special, Kevin, about everybody being, it's a big room, yes,
yeah.
Everybody in one room, in one.
Yeah, and multi-generations, that's what I love about it too. You know, when we open up that service, you know, it's the gospel set to music. We're singing a song that is, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son to save us. It's John 3:16 set to music, and we're going to have Truth and Peace up there singing with us, all the teenagers. We're going to have a choir of smaller children up there singing with us. And so we see every generation focusing their hearts on the gospel along with our missionaries. And it's just, it's encouraging to me. I get goosebumps thinking about it.
That's good. So give us that website again, Kevin, if I want to participate in the music service.
FWBWorship.com. That is the site from our Free Will Baptist Music Commission. Some of the guys that work together, Doug Little, our chairman, Brian Hughes is very instrumental in keeping that website up and running and getting it off the ground. Dr. James Stevens, who's one of our music faculty at Welch, he is on the music commission as well. And then Joshua and myself. And we try to provide resources on that website, not only just for the national, but ongoing through the year. There are instructional videos, some of these things, like you mentioned, Josh has been doing, and some others, not just the five of us. We bring in others that are working in music ministry throughout our movement to give a voice into how we can all help each other in what we're tasked to do. And there's a lot of resources on there.
That's great. So we're hoping that all of you will join us, and you don't have to be on the praise team or the orchestra or in the choir. You just come and be one of the many voices that sing out, worship our Lord and Savior. It's going to be a great time for you all to be able to join us in Birmingham.
That's right. The biggest choir is not the one that comes up on the stage. The biggest choir is the one that's sitting in seats down on the floor, because we want them to be participants, not spectators. We want to worship together. And however the Lord, you know, kind of moves them to do that, we want them to be involved.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you for the good work that you and the Music Commission and the whole team, even the others that you mentioned, all the good work that they do to help us as we all come together as Free Will Baptists one time a year like this to be able to worship together. Thank you, my friend, for the good work you're doing.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be a part of it. Thank you.
Now, we want to thank you, our listeners. We want to encourage you to take this podcast, if you can, share it with someone that could use it. Give us a review if you can do that on Facebook or wherever you're listening to your podcast. And remember, we truly are better when we work together. We're better together.